Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The G20's over and President Donald Trump's next step will be meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He's also extended an invitation to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, tweeting he would meet him at the border demilitarized zone just to shake his hand and say hello. So will Un take him up on that offer?
The Vice Foreign Minister Choi Soon-hee saying that it was a very interesting suggestion and saying that it would push the relationship between the two leaders further forward, but also said that they did want an official invitation. Of course, North Korea isn't quite so fast and loose with these kind of invitations and the protocol as the U.S. president is.
Correspondent Paula Hancox. Before leaving the G20 summit, reporters asked Mr. Trump about his relationships with so many world dictators.
I get along with everybody, except you people, actually. I get along with a lot of people.
Yesterday, Mr. Trump praised Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as his friend. As they met on the sidelines of the G20 summit, he defended his decision not to confront bin Salman over the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey last year. A federal judge sanctions the Fairfax County School Board for destroying or failing to preserve documents relevant to a lawsuit accusing school officials of ignoring a girl's claim she was sexually assaulted. A judge imposed the sanctions yesterday as the board prepares to defend its actions in a trial scheduled for next month. An Oakton High School student says she was sexually assaulted on a bus by a male student on a 2017 band trip. The lawsuit alleges the school system failed to take her allegations seriously. The judge said the school system either destroyed or failed to preserve relevant notes and text messages from their investigation, even though it knew it was required to keep them. A longtime Frederick County volunteer firefighter will be honored today in a celebration of life. 70-year-old Michael Powers died Tuesday while suffering from a medical emergency while responding to a head-on crash on Route 26. Fire Department spokesperson Sarah Campbell.
Upon arrival to the scene, Firefighter Powers got out of the engine and was helping to clear debris from the roadway when he suffered from a medical emergency.
A celebration of life will be held at 11 this morning at the Liberty Town Volunteer Fire Department, where Powers worked for 40 years. Then there'll be a procession to Glade Cemetery, where he'll be laid to rest. Early 4th of July celebrations taking place today at Mount Vernon.
We know that there's, the large fireworks demonstration that's down on the National Mall on July 4th, and so rather than compete against that event, we'd like to offer this in a way that all of our guests can partake in it.
Rob Schenck, VP at Mount Vernon, says you can greet General and Mrs. Washington, watch how ice cream was made before freezers, and of course, watch the fireworks.
You get to sit on a blanket, on George Washington's East Lawn, looking over the beautiful Potomac River. Fireworks are booming in the air.
Parking is free, but you'll need to buy tickets. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Nats defeated the Tigers 3-1. That series continues this afternoon, and the O's beat the Indians 13-0. Game 2 in that series today. Up next, traffic and weather.
Set sail for 3 vacations in 1 on a Disney cruise escape from WMAL. Discover Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment only found on board your Disney cruise. Indulge in the relaxing wonder of an ocean voyage. And, of course, experience the beauty and tranquility of tropical destinations. Plus, Disney's own private island, Castaway Key. Here's your chance to sail for paradise and enjoy the Disney cruise life. Enter for your chance to win a 4-night Disney Cruise Line vacation at WMAL.com/contests.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/able. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/able. That's forhims.com/able for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/able.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of things to watch out for in Virginia. In Falls Church, westbound on 66, just east of the Dulles Connector Road, there is a vehicle fire in the center lane. Use caution there. Now, northbound on 395, north of Glebe Road, there's a disabled vehicle in the right lane, causing some slow traffic as you make your way through that area. Earlier accident, northbound on the BW Parkway between 193 and NASA Goddard, all cleared away. Seeing some delays on DC 295 southbound, heading towards the 11th Street Bridge and making your way towards South Capitol Street through that long-term work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, then scattered thunderstorms, a high around 97. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low around 74. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high around 90. Right now, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost-savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange. Exchange Incorporated.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. He always kicks off the 7 o'clock hour for us. And John, good morning.
Good morning, and what a beautiful morning it is. Hot, too.
Well, it was hot Wednesday night and Thursday night with the Democratic debates, and everybody's talking about it. And I've been surprised at how critical many of the MSNBC and CNN pundits have been about their fellow Democrats.
Yes, indeed. I think it shows that if you're going to have 10 people at the children's table, you're going to need a lot more adult supervision. It's that simple. Look, just like the Republicans 4 years ago, these debates are much too crowded to have a sensible intellectual discussion. I've covered many campaigns, Rick, and I've seen, for example, Ronald Reagan and George Bush go at it pretty well. In 1988, for example, we saw a good and impressive field on both sides, Republican and Democrat. But a George Bush, Bob Dole, Jack Kemp, Pat Robertson, Pete DuPont, and on the Democratic side, Michael Dukakis, Paul Simon, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Dick Gephardt, congressman from Missouri. And that was it. There was not 20 or 25. The very fact that I can remember the names after 30 years says it was a compact field. Am I going to remember this crowded field in 30 years? Not in your life. That plus the fact I'll be in my 90s. But listen, something has to be done with the debates or simply not have them at all. And the idea of one-minute answers on the issues of the day is bomb fog. Brotherhood of man, fatherhood of God.
All right, Joe Biden's taken a lot of heat in the last couple of days. Tell us what we haven't heard about Joe Biden. What do we need to know about Joe Biden that pundits haven't told us?
Well, I think the fact that here is someone who grew up in the United States Senate. He is the second youngest U.S. senator in American history, barely reaching the constitutional age of 30 when he came to the Senate. He rose to become a chairman of two powerful committees, Judiciary and Foreign Relations. And he was best known for getting along amicably with people who were his polar opposite on just about every issue. The late Republican senators Strom Thurmond of South Carolina and Jesse Helms of North Carolina being cases in point. The problem with that, and it is Biden's great conundrum, is it just won't sell in the Democratic primary. When he talks about being the great compromiser or reaching across the aisle, it's usually with people that most active Democrats regard as proteges of Beelzebub. The names Thurmond and Helms do not help in Democratic primaries. And we also see positions on issues from another era. This is a problem he has to get behind him. School busing was something in which he was particularly hit hard by Senator Harris of California. Biden made it very clear. He opposed a federal role of courts ordering school integration or the Department of Education making plans for busing children across town. On the other hand, he said when local boards of education and city councils did it, he was all in favor because they usually worked out a lot of the tension in the plans. This is not good enough for the Democratic Party today. So you want to know Joe Biden's problem right now and what we don't know? What we don't know is that he was a great compromiser in the Senate and that he was someone who, as president, would probably do what he did with the Senate, work with his opposite numbers. The problem with that is it's just not going to sell with the people who are going to turn out for Democratic primaries.
John, a headline you wrote this week, New York's AOC Democrats purging moderate politicians. What's the story there?
Oh, it's a very simple story. Everybody wants to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And if you're listening, Congresswoman, I hope I pronounced it right, she made history across the country as a Bernie Sanders Democrat, 28 years old, a part-time barmaid, defeating a veteran Democratic congressman from Queens who was in leadership and on track to succeed Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Now everybody wants to be the lady known universally as AOC, and one is seeing challenges from the left. On Tuesday in Queens, voters went to the polls, and by a margin of 1,090 votes out of 82,000 cast, they chose a woman named Tiffany Caban, a protege of, you guessed it, AOC. By her own admission, she's queer, her term. She's Latina, 31 years old, and a public defender. Her platform includes an entire list of possible crimes that she simply would not prosecute because she believes a lot of crimes are caused by poverty. This is the new district attorney in Queens, and now Democrats from the progressive wing of the party, the far left, if you will, are gearing up to challenge six sitting U.S. representatives from the New York City area, one of them being House Judiciary Committee Jerry Nadler. Well, I've interviewed Mr. Nadler in the past, and I never thought he would be considered less than liberal and someone who must be punished or taken out.
Well, that would be no loss. I want to turn to the new White House press secretary,
yes,
Stephanie Grisham. What can you tell us about her background and what might she bring to the new position?
Well, for one thing, this is a woman who has spent her entire life in public relations and being a professional spokeswoman. She was spokeswoman for the AAA in Arizona, for the Republicans in the State House of Representatives under the Speaker, for the Attorney General of the state, also Republican. She worked in Mitt Romney's campaign and so impressed Donald Trump with her skills in organizing Arizona on his behalf, he brought her on the national Trump train. The rest is history. She came to the White House to work for Sean Spicer in press, but the First Lady gobbled her up. She has a close personal relationship with the President and the First Lady, and in the process, she becomes the most powerful communications officer of any administration in history, holding the positions of press secretary, director of communications, and still the spokeswoman for the First Lady. That's a pretty impressive feat. Whether she accomplishes it is going to be one of the major questions. The other big question, and my colleagues and I are all wondering about this, this is someone who supposedly told Donald Trump she'd take the job on the condition she gets to restart the daily televised briefings that were last held 100 days ago. Whether she does that and how she performs will be a defining moment in whether Stephanie Grisham can win the aplomb that she has for all her past positions in the most difficult and challenging position of all.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You have a wonderful 4th of July holiday, John.
Thank you. And before we celebrate 4th of July, there's someone who, as we're speaking this Saturday morning, is loading a U-Haul truck and with her husband and three children, heading back to Little Rock, Arkansas. That, of course, is Sarah Sanders, the outgoing White House press secretary. There's been a lot written about her, and I just want to say, I am one reporter who, yes, I was never fully satisfied by some of her answers, and I did privately complain about that. On the other hand, I enjoyed the fact that she would respond when she didn't have a particular answer for me, that she jousted with my colleagues, some friendly to her, some not so friendly. And I don't want to say names, but his initials are Jim Acosta, and somebody who, in general, was personally liked, no matter what people thought of her boss or even thought of the answers she gave the person she served tirelessly. That says a lot about her as an individual, and I just say now, whatever the future brings to Sarah and her family, good luck.
We wish her the best as well. She was solid as a rock.
Yep. Can't say it better than that, Rick. Good day.
Good day, John. It's 7:18, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Coming up next, we go live to Osaka. Bob Costantini is on the phone with us, and we're going to get the very latest from the G20 summit. If you're just awakening this morning, President Trump held an hour or so a press conference in the wee hours of the morning, started around 3:30 a.m. our time. Bob was there, asked the president questions, and we'll talk to him next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL. Here's Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, the earlier vehicle fire westbound 66 just east of the Dulles Connector Road cleared. A little bit of volume there. And 395 northbound north of Glebe Road, that disabled vehicle cleared away, but traffic is slow through that area. No other incidents or problems to report other than we are getting reports of a disabled vehicle on the outer loop right near New Hampshire Avenue, but we're not seeing any delays in that area. There is some slow traffic, though, in the district on DC 295 through the work zone between the 11th Street Bridge and the Suitland Parkway. It is slow on the southbound side. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be a hot one today. We're looking for a high temperature today of 96. We have a chance of scattered strong storms this afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow, high 91. Sunny on Monday, up to 87. Mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. We're looking for partly cloudy weather with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Right now in D.C., 71, heading to 96. It's 7:19 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The historic G20 summit in Osaka, Japan has come to a close. President Trump gave his assessment at an early morning press conference. Our Bob Costantini was there. Bob, it's great to have you with us live from Osaka.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
We were attempting to establish a different connection, but we do have Bob on the phone. Now, first off, sure. Bob, obviously all the eyes of the world have been on the China trade and tariff negotiations. Mm-hmm. And what is the very latest after the president's meeting with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping?
Yeah, the president is saying that things are going to be left status quo, at least for the time being now. They have technically declared sort of a ceasefire of sorts in this trade war with China, holding their respective positions. The president at the news conference saying that in a show of good faith, at least, he would not impose the 25% tariffs on some $350 billion worth of Chinese imports that aren't subject at this point to the 25% tariffs, Rick. The president is, as I said, standing pat on the $200 billion worth of tariffs or worth of Chinese imports that have been hit with these tariffs. And so that seemed to be, as a show of good faith on the part of the president, the talks will resume at some point for the U.S. and Chinese delegations to try to resolve their differences, or at least, you know, this will help Wall Street be relatively pleased, at least on Monday, even as the trade war, as I say, at least at this point, is status quo.
Huawei has been a real sticking point for the Chinese, and it sounds like that one is going to be a can that gets kicked down the road.
Yeah. The president saying that he and she had discussed Huawei. They did not discuss the arrest of the CEO of Huawei. She was taken into custody in Canada. But the issues of Huawei's technology, and the president even pointed out that some items that go into products that Huawei makes come from the United States in Silicon Valley. So he's under pressure as well, meaning the president under pressure as well, to maybe resolve this issue. But there are a lot of people in the U.S. who worry that Huawei technology in so many of the things that we use, including cell phones and whatever, could be used perhaps to for nefarious purposes, let's put it that way, in a lot of ways, either by the Chinese government or of the or people or hackers and things like that. So there's a concern about security, especially in terms of military equipment and military communications.
7:23 Saturday morning update. We're talking with Bob Costantini. He is live from Osaka in the G20 summit this morning. A lot of attention has been paid to Vladimir Putin and the president's conversations with Vladimir Putin. The press event that they had when Putin and Trump were sitting together, obviously the question of election meddling came up. I would imagine sort of an awkward position for both of them in front of the cameras. But what do we know of the meetings and what may have gone on behind closed doors?
Yeah, well, at the news conference today, the president insisted that he did, in fact, tell Vladimir Putin, the Russian delegation, who was meeting with him. This was yesterday their meeting occurred. But he did, in fact, discuss election meddling, telling them not to do it, even though the clip of it when the president was asked, the microphones and cameras were being shouted down, and the staffers were trying to get the news people out of the room in their photo opportunity. The president was asked, well, are you going to tell him not to meddle in the election? And he turned and said, don't meddle in the election, and sort of smirked, and they all got a good laugh out of it. So the president maintaining in the news conference, at least today, when asked about it, that he did discuss and did press Russia to not get, not engage in election meddling. And, of course, he was also asked about Jimmy Carter's comment regarding that President Trump is an illegitimate president because of Russia's election meddling. Now, the president actually, Mr. Trump, was relatively soft, I would say. He went a little easy on former President Jimmy Carter for someone who would have suggested that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president.
So it's a gathering of world leaders, and obviously we pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. Apparently there was a workaround that some of the countries in the European Union were working on in the past couple of days to try and continue to do trade with Iran. You asked the president, you were at the news conference, you asked the president about Iran. What did he tell you?
Well, I don't think it was a major issue here in a lot of ways, because they have hashed this out, these countries, the G20 European allies, in particular, Great Britain, France, and Germany. He met with Angela Merkel a couple of days ago. They've hashed these things out in terms of, being upset with the president for taking the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement. Also probably came up with China and Russia in some way. We don't know for sure because they were signatories to the Iran nuclear agreement as well. And the European Union, they're concerned about what has occurred ever since the president withdrew the United States from the Iran nuclear deal and how the tensions have risen. And I asked him specifically if they'd move the ball forward in any particular way to easing those tensions with Iran. And to put it short, it seems as though there wasn't that much discussion about it here, and the ball wasn't necessarily moved in any particular direction. Angela Merkel in particular may have given the president an earful about the Iran nuclear deal. I can't tell you because it was a brief, very brief photo opportunity with her when the president met with her.
Got about a minute left, Bob. President Trump surprised a lot of people about 12 hours ago when he came out with a tweet, said, if Chairman Kim of North Korea sees this note, I will be leaving Japan for South Korea. I would meet him at the border /DMZ just to shake his hand and say hello. Their vice foreign minister said it was a very interesting invitation. As of now, we haven't heard whether it will happen or not.
No, the president left it a bit uncertain. The president did say in the news conference, closing news conference, that they had received a reply relatively quickly, or at least a show of interest on the part of North Korea. But he also then backtracked for a second and said, well, if Kim doesn't show up, I'm not going to consider it a slight if he, does not go there to shake my hand at the DMZ. The president is going to the demilitarized zone one way or the other, and he said that it just so happened this morning he decided that he would put out that tweet and see if Chairman Kim was in any way listening. We do know the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was suddenly pulled out of the news conference, perhaps, and a lot of us just speculated it had something to do with the North Korea and potential meeting for the president to get face-to-face once again, then for a brief handshake and a brief chat with Kim Jong-un. They still are trying to get along. The president got a birthday card from Kim, and they've exchanged letters in spite of the fact that the direct talks or serious talks about their nuclear and missile technology differences remain and fell apart a bit in the February summit.
Our Bob Costantini, live from Osaka in the G20 this morning. Bob, thank you so much.
Ira, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
729 on the Saturday morning update.
Do you want to buy a new home, but you can't until you sell your current one? I'm Eric Stewart of the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have a solution for you. Annually, my team sells the majority of our listings for top dollar in 10 days or less. And we offer a guaranteed buy program, where if you buy a home that we've listed, we guarantee to sell your current home in 120 days or we'll buy it from you. For more information, call us today at 800-900-9104 or visit ericstewartgroup.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
When you buy a mattress during Marlow Furniture's July 4 sale, Marlow will donate a second mattress to a veteran's homeless shelter. Veterans help keep us safe. It's time to return the favor. Marlow Furniture's July 4 sale, on now. See store for details.
7:30 News is next up with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The G20 summit wraps up and President Donald Trump does not ask Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Reporters asked the president if he was afraid to confront the Crown Prince about last year's murder at the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
Well, I don't really care about offending people. I sort of thought you'd know that.
Mr. Trump said the killing was horrible, but Saudi Arabia has been a terrific ally. Singing and stories at a Hope and Memories concert in Annapolis last night, marking the one-year anniversary of when a man opened fire in the Gazette newsroom, killing five people. After the concert, there was a candlelit vigil remembering Gerald Fishman, Rob Hyacin, John McNamara, Wendy Winters, and Rebecca Smith. Earlier in the day, a garden was dedicated in their honor. A celebration of life starts at 11 this morning for a Frederick County volunteer firefighter who died when he had a medical emergency while responding to a fatal head-on crash Tuesday on Route 26. 70-year-old Michael Powers was clearing debris from the road when he collapsed. Spokesperson Sarah Campbell says he'll be remembered for his service to the country.
He was 50 years as a volunteer firefighter. 40 of them were spent specifically for Libertytown.
Jones Road from Route 75 to Route 26 will be closed from 9 to 5 today for a funeral procession. In sports, the Nats beat the Tigers 3-1. The O's defeated the Indians 13-0. Up next, traffic and weather.
As the old saying goes, stock markets tend to go up a staircase and down an elevator. A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market, including earnings news and global economic concerns. How will these events impact your financial future? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We look at stocks on the way up, stocks on the way down, and what causes them to move. To learn more, join us each Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
Log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
I was out of breath, my knees hurt, my back hurt. I didn't even like the image I saw in a mirror.
Weight loss can be challenging, but EMP 180 gives you nutritious foods and empathetic one-to-one guidance and support to keep the pounds and guilt away.
I'm Vera Carrick, and I live in Reaver, Maryland, near Annapolis. I am a registered nurse. My first consultation, I was excited. The mirror is one thing, but the internal that you can't see is a totally different story. You get on the machine and you get that readout, it kind of shocks you. They realistically put me at losing 30 pounds. I've lost 41 pounds. EMP, they care about their clients. They truly care. I thank them for restructuring my mindset and keeping me focused on the end goal to look better, feel better.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. So are first responder, military, and teacher discounts. EMP 180 weight loss. Use it to lose it for life.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some slow going traffic right now southbound on the BW Parkway between the Beltway and 410. And we're also seeing some delays right now on DC 295, particularly southbound, headed from the 11th Street Bridge, headed towards the Suitland Parkway through that long term work zone. So do watch out for those delays and allow yourself extra travel time. Earlier disabled vehicle northbound 395 north of Glebe Road cleared, and looks like the delays there have eased as well. And an earlier vehicle fire westbound 66 east of the Connector Road, that also cleared away and traffic is moving well through the area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, then scattered thunderstorms, a high around 97 degrees, right now 74 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
This July 4th, join me, John Stamos, as I'm back to host A Capital 4th.
With performances by Carole King and the Broadway cast of Beautiful, now starring Vanessa Carlton, The Muppets of Sesame Street, Lee Bryce, Kiana Settle, Don West featuring Colby Calais, Yolanda Adams, Vanessa Williams, Lane Hardy, Lindsay Sterling, Malin Jarman, Laura Osnes, Angelica Hale, The OJs.
It's A Capital 4th.
Thursday, July 4th, 8, 7 Central, only on PBS. Sponsored by The Boeing Company and American Airlines.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. Are you thinking about selling your home? Then take it from me and call the Reynolds team. If you're selling, they have exactly what you need to maximize the sale of your home, just like they did for Matt and Angie Colby. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams already have the buyers, over 8,000 buyers in their exclusive database. Think about it. With that many pre-screened ready buyers, it's very likely your home may already be sold, and it's very likely you'll receive multiple offers, creating even more demand, putting more money in your pocket, and selling your home faster. Their results are mind-blowing. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they're so confident they'll sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference, guaranteed, in writing. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Blue Cross Blue Shield believes everyone should have access to health care, no matter who you are or where you live. That's why in every state, our companies are working to improve health and expand access to care. From training former military medics to serve rural America, to helping expectant mothers recover from opioid dependence, we're investing community by community for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Hey, Vince here. Now, normally I would say don't touch that dial, but if you're listening to WMAL on our AM frequency, 630 AM, touch it, because beginning July 1st, there will be a new radio station on 630 AM. So change that dial. Make it 105.9 FM WMAL.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
.7/7/37 Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, it is great to have you with us this morning.
Rick, always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right, G20. A lot of talk, a lot of attention. The president having completed a one-hour press conference early this morning. And quickly to begin with, Tony, the G20 summit, what is the foundation? What is the purpose and what does it mean to us?
Well, essentially, it's a huge gathering of Western nations to focus on essentially their economic interests. Financial ministries, leaders of the country, they come around to talk about how to essentially be more cooperative, how to better work with each other to increase trade and the benefits of trade. Often, as we know from the headlines, political issues such as Khashoggi for the Saudis and Putin for the meeting with President Trump and things like China trade all come up as incidental to the meeting. So while it's focused on economics, obviously a lot of other things pop up during the time they talk.
All right, I'm going to call an audible here because, you know, you and I exchange emails about what we want to talk about. But this came up in the news conference, and that is President Erdogan of Turkey and the whole question of the missiles. And the president spent a lot of time talking about it in the news conference. Give us a little background on that, because they seem to have a very amicable meeting and seem to be very positive in their relationship. But the president was blaming the Obama administration and the fact that the Obama administration would not allow the sale of U.S. Patriot missiles, which forced Erdogan to go elsewhere for missiles.
That's not untrue. There's been a mixed bag with Erdogan. That's a great question. So Erdogan has been seen as a erstwhile ally by the fact that while he's NATO, Turkey is a member of NATO, they were very much supporters of ISIS. When the ISIS issue developed, ISIS came out of an effort of a lot of folks to have a unit, some units go in, terror unit, to go after Syria, the president of Syria, Assad. And Turkey then, once they were told to stop supporting that, they did not and left the back door open. So that's why I think the Obama administration had real issues with Turkey. With that said, the fact is that since we were then not selling things to Turkey, Turkey would go to other sources. And the S-300, S-400 surface-to-air system that the Russians were offering is very effective, and I can see that. With that said, you know, I think any time we deal with Turkey, we have to understand Turkey has its own interests, which may or may not be in line with ours. And Erdogan has been a strong man trying to accumulate more and more power centrally. So it's a real mixed bag when we deal with Turkey at this point in time.
All right, I want to turn to Iran, and obviously that has been a real trouble spot recently, and tensions have heightened. The president was asked about Iran at the news conference wee hours of the morning, maybe about 5 hours or so ago. Here's what he had to say.
Two questions on Iran, please.
One.
One question on Iran. Okay. Well, Iran...
Pick the better one, please.
Will do, sir. Iran says that it'll be on the verge of violating the threshold for uranium enrichment in the JCPOA as soon as potentially next week. What will be your response when that happens?
You'll see.
Okay. Can I have a follow-up?
That's all I can do. That's all I can do. No, but that's all I can do. I can only say you'll see. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. Just can't do it.
Well, President, pretty blunt there.
Well, he is, and he's correct. I mean, look, he was correct. We talked about him a few weeks ago on this. He was correct in calling him out. I don't believe for a minute they completely abandoned their quest or were meeting with the requirements of the so-called agreed-upon framework. And also, more importantly, at this point in time, they've been flagrantly moving forward with developing the path to a nuclear weapon. So I think there are a number of options on the table. I don't think the president's going to be sitting back and not doing anything. There'll be things done. But I think, Rick, you know, we're not going to necessarily see everything publicly. And the president answered it correctly. It's like, hey, you know, there's things going on. You'll see the results. I can't talk about them now. So unlike President Obama, I think President Trump's going to do something. Those options are probably going to be quietly executed. We may or may not see all of them. But Iran's going to have a hard time dealing with this president when they continue to do things to be provocative. And clearly exceeding that threshold on uranium enrichment is going to be very provocative.
They've been a little quiet for the past week or so. Do you think maybe they realized they'd kind of gotten to the point where the next straw would break the camel's back?
I don't think for a minute that this was like Obama's red line comment regarding Syria. I think they know, the Iranians know, that a launch was going to be executed, and he decided at the last moment, because he thought it was unbalanced, to stop it. But I don't think that he would have stopped it had he thought it was balanced. So I think they understand that this he's going to do something that they're not going to like if they continue to behave badly. And I think that's where we're at right now.
Well, sometimes they say, as we turn to Capitol Hill and the Robert Mueller upcoming testimony, you know, sometimes they say, do you really, really want to get what you wish for? And the question is, will the Democrats make points with Mueller, or will the Republicans score points? An interesting article at the Epoch Times, the headline on it, Republicans to question Mueller about corrupt cabal that started Russia probe.
Yeah.
So I would imagine the Republicans will go in with the guns loaded.
They are, and this is where I think the Democrats are really going to find out that they made a very poor choice. We've been saying, on my side, just the think tank side, need to have Mueller show up and answer specific questions about why he ignored the origins of the entire investigation, why he did not look behind the so-called Steele dossier, who paid for it, why it was introduced, how it was introduced, and how that became essentially the preposition for everything. His lack of alacrity and intelligence on that point is glaring. So I believe that you're going to find real collusion if you kick over that stone. So this is a very dangerous position for Mueller to be in, to have to answer those questions. And I think it's going to be a very interesting hearing.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you so much for the contribution, Tony. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Rick.
All right, buddy. 7:44, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. We will head now to the WMAL Traffic Center. Michelle Murray is there this morning.
Traveling in Virginia, you will find some slowing traffic now. Southbound on 95 headed from Dumfries towards Quantico, and again southbound from the Aquia exit headed towards Warrington Road. So far, 395 moves at a good pace. Seeing some delays in Maryland, southbound on the BW Parkway between the Beltway and 410, and also some slow traffic on DC 295 traveling southbound towards the 11th Street Bridge and the Suitland Parkway. Elsewhere, no delays report yet on 66 from Centerville heading towards the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a smoker today. We're looking for a high of 96 with scattered strong storms possible in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 91. Sunny on Monday, high 87. Cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday with a highs of 95 both days. 71 right now in Washington. We're heading to 96. And coming up next, we'll be talking with KT McFarland.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I've got a news flash for you. People look at your jawline. It simply tells your age. Robin from Lubbock, Texas writes in and says, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away. Using MDL technology and Chamonix's proprietary base, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin around the neck and jaw for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. See results right before your eyes or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now and the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline because no one needs to know your age. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Get your 2 free gifts and free express shipping. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Celery.
Carrot.
Looks like I'm going to get dipped in hell of a good dip before you. See? Ow!
You were saying?
Delicious hell of a good dip starts with real milk and cream. It won't improve your relationships, but it will improve any snack. Not just good, hell of a good.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/able. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/able. That's forhims.com/able for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/able.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning. And by providing no-cost online resources, replacing most textbooks, because a college education can work for your wallet, too. University of Maryland University College. State University. Global campus. Made for you. There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, the Cloud Computing Architecture Masters, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required, so you can get started today. Classes start July 3rd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
7:50, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor. KT, it is great to have you with us.
Good morning. Pleasure.
One of the things that I've always enjoyed in our conversations is you have a way of looking at the big picture, what's really important. And, you know, in the 24-hour news cycle and, you know, the talk show topic of the day, sometimes we get so wrapped up in the weeds that we don't look at really what is significant and what sort of the most important thing coming out of the week may be. Obviously, our attention this morning focused on the G20, the president holding a news conference at about 3:30 a.m. Eastern time. But as you look at the week, and we will talk about the G20 in a minute, but as you look at the week, what strikes you? I mean, a lot of things going on out there. You got the Democratic debates, you got the immigration debates, you got the G20, you got Iran. What strikes you?
The one thing that strikes me as the most important thing was the one thing that really the press missed, as usual, and that was not what was happening in Japan at the G20. It was what happened in Washington on Capitol Hill, and that was Speaker Pelosi caved on the border bill, and she agreed at least to partial funding of the wall. Now, that was after she had said, not $1 for that wall. So the fact that he's now going to get his wall, he's got a new deal with Mexico, which he got 2 weeks ago, to stop the flow of illegals into the U.S., and that means Trump's delivering on his main campaign promise, border security. Now, for the G20, which is where all the media's focused, the most important meetings weren't the ones with Xi Jinping or with Putin. It was his meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister Abe. Here's why. Because if the U.S. does get a trade deal with Japan, and we're close to negotiating it and finalizing it, that means he can add a trade deal with Japan to the one he already has with South Korea and Mexico and Canada. Now, the next step is if the British leave the European Union, which they will probably do by the end of October, Trump and the British leaders have already said that they're eager for a U.S.-UK trade deal. And then Trump could have a united front. He would have South Korea, Japan, Mexico, Canada, and the United Kingdom. And with that coalition and that united front, he could take that group, all of whom are being exploited by the Chinese, and push for a new trade deal with the Chinese, which they could not. They would have to do it.
Okay, so the president made some comments about the situation with China. He said he is not yet willing to remove Huawei from the trade blacklist. He did say that he would now allow U.S. companies to sell components to Huawei. And he also said that he would not be imposing new sanctions that he had been threatening recently. It's a tricky, tricky situation when you're dealing with Xi Jinping and China. Would you say that they actually did make some progress here?
Yeah, sure, but it's going to go back and forth. I mean, the Chinese had, what, like 20 rounds of negotiations with the Australians? We're only in like round 11 with us. And this is going to go back and forth more than a high school girl changes her boyfriends by the week. And the bottom line is that China and Xi Jinping personally, they need a trade deal, and they need it more than Trump. And after 2 years of dealing with Trump, I don't think the Chinese have figured him out yet. He's a counterpuncher. He never backs down. And the more you threaten him, the more he escalates. The press and all the anti-Trumpers that have dominated the media for the last 2.5 years, they've been insisting that Trump's going to be hauled off to jail any minute by the Mueller people, and he's going to be a one-term president, and he'll never be reelected. So the Chinese leaders, and the Iranian leaders for that matter, they've all figured they could wait him out. He'll be gone. He's tough to deal with. He's standing up to us. We'll just wait him out. And then a Democrat will come into office, and we'll get whatever we want, just like we did before with Obama. But after the Mueller report, and now having seen the array of Democratic candidates, these guys have to start rethinking that strategy. You know, the Dems and the media, they'll continue to pound away at him. But if Trump's reelected, which is a strong possibility, and I think it will happen, the more stubborn Trump is going to be in a second term. And if Trump wanted a trade deal, let's say he decided he had to have a trade deal with China for political reasons, he could get one tomorrow. It just wouldn't be as good a trade deal as he might get in 6 months or a year. But in any event, it would be better than anybody else could have negotiated. I think Trump knows that time is on his side with China, and he can be the master of timing in the big reveal. Look at how he's conducted himself in reality television, and when, you know, you're fired by Trump, and even as president. He knows when to pull the rabbit out of the hat and when to reveal the big thing. A trade deal with China right now, you kind of forget about it 18 months from now, you know, by the time the election comes around. I think there will be a trade deal with China. I think it'll go back and forth a bunch of times, but it'll happen before the 2020 election, probably right before the 2020 election.
I want to turn to Vladimir Putin. The media and the Democrats had a total meltdown after the president was asked about whether he would bring up election meddling. He was asked that in a photo op, basically, with Vladimir Putin sitting there. What is he supposed to say? Is he supposed to scold Putin in front of an international media audience? I cannot understand. And what is Putin going to say? Oh, yeah, I did it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it again. What do they expect to have happen?
Look, they don't care. They just want to be against Trump, whatever he does. I think Trump has actually figured Putin out. And the way the Obama and Clinton administrations, and even Hillary Clinton, they never did. They wanted to humiliate him in public, just like you're implying. But that doesn't get you anywhere with Putin. You don't humiliate him in public. He has a chip on his shoulder about the collapse of the Soviet Union at the end of the Cold War. He sees himself as the embodiment of Russia, the guy who saved Russia and restored Russian greatness. And he wants to be treated with respect, at least in public. So what good would it have done to scold Putin about election interference? It's far better to make that point in private, and even better yet to make that point without talking about it, by showing Putin what America can do to punish Russia, which, according to press reports, is what we did for the 2018 elections, that we hacked into their power grid, and they knew it. And it was like demonstrating to them, we can do this whenever we feel like it, whenever we want to punish you. So I think that's a far more effective message with Putin. He doesn't lose face, but he gets the point. And the one thing, though, I will say about Trump, who, as you know, I like very much, is that when he told Putin he didn't have that Putin, Russia doesn't have that problem with reporters and fake news that we have, I didn't like the way that sat, because Russia has assassinated political opponents and press critics, and I think that was a bridge too far with Trump. But it's a minor thing.
Got about a minute. President Trump tweeting an invitation to Kim Jong-un to meet up with him at the DMZ. Last-minute invitation. The North Koreans responding by saying, it's a very interesting suggestion, another meaningful occasion in further deepening the personal relations between the two leaders and advancing the bilateral relations. That from North Korea. What do you make of this?
I think Trump should keep meeting with him and get as many pictures as he can of Trump shaking hands with Kim, and of Kim in places of rich, sophisticated, modernized countries like Singapore, like Vietnam, because that shows the Korean people, that gives them the implicit promise, we're going to get rich and prosperous, we've got a new relationship with America. And if Kim fails to deliver on that, then I think he could be in trouble. Not with the Korean people, they're not going to get up and demonstrate. But he could be in trouble with his other leaders, because They look at that promise. I mean, I was in China a number of years ago, and a Chinese official told me, the minute we saw that picture in 1972 of Nixon shaking hands with Mao, we knew we were going to have a good relationship with America and prosperity. And so Mao was invested. His personal significance was invested in it. I think Kim is invested in this in a way Trump isn't. Trump could walk away from that tomorrow. I don't think Kim can.
K.T. McFarland, thank you so much. As always, have a great weekend and a very happy 4th of July.
Same to you. Free and independent states.
All righty. It's coming up on 8 o'clock here on WMAL. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Thank you very much for joining us. And obviously, we'll have continuing coverage on WMAL throughout the weekend of the president's trip now to South Korea and the possible meeting with Kim Jong-un over the weekend.
Chris Plant here with some important news for listeners on our AM frequency, 630 AM. Beginning July 1st, there will be a new radio station on 630 AM, an all-sports sister station, so make it 105.9 FM WMAL.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely. Your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.